The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
They said they were headed for caramel rolls, and I said, well, I'm headed for pie. As a matter of fact, voting in North Dakota is easy as pie, and that's what's brought us to the Williams County Courthouse today to answer your voting questions. We're less than 2 weeks away from the big day, Election Day, and if you're wondering, okay, what are the eligibility requirements? You know, what if I just moved to North Dakota? What if I'm a college student? You know, do I use my hometown address or where I live? How about a utility bill? You know, what if I moved recently? Where do I vote? All those kind of questions we'll answer today with the experts on the program from the Williams County Courthouse to prove to you folks that voting in North Dakota is easy as pie. And, I think that's important, especially since, like everything, even voting gets politicized. And when the legislature put through some very common sense reforms recently, some Democrats have suggested that it was all about making it tougher to vote. No, it's not tough to vote. It's very easy to vote. Do you need an ID? Yeah. Well, you need an ID to rent a movie, for crying out loud. I hope that we would want our election process to have some integrity and to know you are who you say you are when you vote. I don't know. If that's crazy, I'd love to hear from you, but I think it makes perfect sense, and I think they've made voting easy as pie, so look forward to talking about it today on the program. We call What's on Your Mind, and we don't have a whole lot of time just to find out what's on your mind, so now's the time. Crank those crickets up, Todd. Let's get them going right now, and that means that lines are open, and we're waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Crickets were pretty quiet. I don't know if I heard the crickets. I hear Todd Mitchell, though. Think I hear Todd Mitchell. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire radio god. Hi, Todd.
The fun never ends.
The fun never ends. You're exactly right. Are you going to play the crickets or no?
I did. You didn't hear them.
Oh, I didn't hear the crickets. I didn't hear them. But as long as the crickets, well, that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, they, yeah. Chirp, chirp,
Sam, did you hear the crickets?
Chirp, 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 chirp.
I did chirp, not hear the crickets, but,
chirp,
yeah.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Yeah, now I do.
Right. Chirp, chirp.
Yeah. Do you hear the Todd version of crickets, or do you hear the real crickets?
It's old-fashioned radio theater, folks.
There we go. Now I'm hearing the crickets. Exactly right, yeah. Anyway, what that means, quite simply, is that we want to hear from you. At and again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. And Sven, if you would do me a favor and just let me know who it is that wants to chat in my ear, that'll be helpful today, given the technical challenges that we have here at the Williams County Courthouse today and at GCN World Headquarters. But we do have Todd, and we're glad about that today because Todd was far too silent yesterday. So, anyway, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here at the bottom of the hour. The Talk Radio Town Hall in a little different spot today and a little shortened since Congressman Cramer has some duties in Bismarck today. We're going to talk with Beth Innes. Beth is the Williams County Auditor, and John Arnold. He is the voting facilitator for the entire state of North Dakota. They'll be here to answer your questions. And yes, there is a new voter ID law, but it's easy as pie to vote in North Dakota. So we look forward to chatting about that. And we're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does. We're talking 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and, of course, national security, all from what's happening in the oil and gas industry, bringing all kinds of jobs to every corner of the great state of North Dakota. Mike and Mandan wants to talk about the World Series, probably because his Kansas City Royals lost last night. Did that bum you out, Mike, or what?
Yeah, it did a little bit. It didn't turn out the way I wanted.
Me too.
But, hey,
Me either. You know, here's my deal. San Francisco, they've won enough. I'm tired of the Giants. Get off the stage. So, but I actually was at the last World Series the Kansas City Royals were at. Matter of fact, I remember it. Remember it quite well.
As a large guy, I want every team called Giants to get rid of their name. I'm offended.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, Mike, tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, I really enjoyed your pitcher. The only thing of the Giants' pitcher there last night, he was awesome. But you know, Scott, I got to tell you, it was so refreshing to watch TV last night and World Series, and you didn't hear the commentators give their opinions. You didn't hear none of the trash talk about players. You know, the laundry like you do in the NFL. It was just a good old fashioned game of baseball. I really enjoyed it. So I wish, you know, for everything that's going on in the world with Ebola and ISIS and all that stuff, it was kind of a different thing. I really enjoyed it. So that's what was on my mind.
Well, it's a good point, Mike. It isn't, you know, baseball or sports in general are not life and death, but sometimes you need that release. You need just to kind of, you know, unplug a little bit and just watch a good old baseball game. And probably it was refreshing to not hear somebody saying, well, I'm right. No, I'm right. Oh, stop lying. No, you're lying. You know, I mean, all this craziness with the campaigning, too. So good call, Mike. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Bob and Dickinson listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Bob?
Oh, I just had to call in about that that radio ad. Maybe other people have called in for George Sinner about the veteran that it was blasting Kevin Kramer.
And yeah, what about
that's got to be the dumbest political ad I've ever heard in my life. You know, if I was going to vote for George Sinner, I wouldn't vote for it just because of the. You know, just because of that ad, because that ad is doing exactly what he's accusing Kevin Kramer of doing, using veterans to grandstand on politics. And, you know, I mean, what better place to film some type of an ad about the VA than a veterans cemetery? I mean, I don't know. I thought if that's the only dirt they got on Kevin Kramer, I think I'm going to vote for him because he must not have anything else wrong with him.
Yeah, you know, I thought the same thing when that ad came out. I thought, wait a minute, you're running an ad criticizing Congressman Kramer of using veterans, and by the way, his ad had a couple dozen veterans, I think, at least in it, right, in the cemetery. And we asked veterans, we said, tell us, did that offend you? We couldn't find one. Meanwhile, then George Sinner runs an ad with a veteran saying, hey, the other guy shouldn't be using veterans. I mean, like, you're right, you can't make it up, but I don't think George Sinner, quite honestly, is the sharpest knife in the drawer. I don't know how else to explain the debates. Have you seen those? Oh, my gosh. Or some of the commentary. And last night in one of the debates, he said that he wanted to ban lying in political ads. That's what he said. And I'd love to know, well, okay, who decides then, right? He probably wants to put together a panel of, you know, Heidi Heitkamp and George Sinner Sr. and, you know, I don't know, Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad, Earl Palmer to decide who's lying or not. I, you know, that's sort of in the eye of the beholder. That's another beauty. Good luck with that, George. Let us know how it works out. But I had forgotten about that ad, but you're right, Bob. That's a little silly. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to Karen in North Fargo, who tried to get into the end of yesterday's show to talk about Williston and couldn't get in. Karen, what's on your mind?
Well, at 9 o'clock on Sunday, CNN ran a special about Williston. What I took away from that most of all is that more women need to go out there and work.
Well, I think there's plenty of women out here that are working, and could there be more? Certainly, I've not seen the CNN piece, so it's kind of hard for me to comment, but everybody I've talked to said it was terrible. And I heard a lot of people who even participated in it. Sean Wenko was one example from Williston Economic Development Shop. Said, you know, when they approached him, you know, the topics were all positive, and here's the story they wanted to tell, and as they always do, with these mainstream media folks, they go a completely different direction and find the one half of 1% of the stories. I'd like to get that reporter on and just find out, go in the minds of the reporters and find out why they do what they do, because that stuff drives me crazy. But, Karen, your suggestion's a good one. I mean, we need more of everything. That's more women in the oil patch, more men in the oil patch, more good old-fashioned, North Dakotans, South Dakotans, Montanans, Minnesotans, folks that just want to roll their sleeves and go to work, regardless of their gender. There's plenty of work for them. We need more of everything. Thanks for the call. Jamie and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I want to talk about the District 35 race here in Bismarck between Oban and City. First of all, if my Aunt Hilda's listening, Beulah, you better close your ears. It might get ugly. She's a Democrat, so. I keep getting these mailers from O-Band in the mail, you know, saying how she's just like Heidi Heitkamp. You know, I'm independent-minded. I'm from North Dakota. I'm not extreme like City. But he never says anywhere on there that she's a Democrat, which is funny because she's trying to play this middle-of-the-road nonpartisan card when her husband's a big wheel in the North Dakota Democrat Party, and she's a lobbyist for Democrats to the Capitol. I'm so sick and tired of Democrats trying to play this middle-of-the-road card, Scott, when they're left-wingers. But that's a good way to get elected because a lot of people don't pay attention in this state.
No, you're right. Maybe. It says a lot, though. Be who you are. Be who you are and stay who you are. Sort of like Ryan Taylor. It's hard to watch. I mean, you got every ad group in the state against Measure 5. He won't come out and say he's against Measure 5 because I guess his only constituency is the radical fellow tree huggers, which, by the way, he self-describes himself as a tree hugger, so you can't just say what you are. Be who you are. Completely agree with you, Jamie. Thanks.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The days are getting shorter, but the savings at Max Hardware are growing, especially now during the Max Fall Sale. A DeWalt grinder is just $69.99. Havoline antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Pallet racking and wide-span shelving are 15% off. And now, Max is your source for Carhartt clothing. The Max Fall Sale, where you find great prices, service, and knowledge for the hard work you do. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
North Dakota is easy as pie. We're at the Williams County Courthouse today. We're going to talk with the voting coordinator for the state of North Dakota and the Williams County Auditor next hour. Al Jager will join us in just a little bit as well, the Secretary of State, and make sure you know what you need to know about Election Day less than 2 weeks away. So that's why we're here today, looking forward to our broadcast and learning lots. Congressman Kevin Cramer for the Talk Radio Town Hall at the bottom of the hour. Al Jager in just a moment. In the meantime, let's finish up with these calls that are waiting. Dave and Beulah listening on 550 KFYR. What's on your mind?
Hello. Yeah, so I got a couple questions and a couple of the measures. I had heard the other day that on that measure about the equal parenting rights, that if that would pass, that would be retroactive to a certain degree. Have you heard anything on that?
No, I have not heard retroactive. No.
Yeah, somebody was telling me they heard that it would go back so far or whatever. New, I don't know. There was a, and then another thing on measure on measure four, as far as the bill about the legislator having power to allow a bill to go through or not for any kind of fiscal spending, you know.
Right. We had a debate on that yesterday. What Measure 4 is a very narrow restriction on when a citizen circulate a petition to get a question on the ballot. It would say you can't approve something that enshrines something in the Constitution to do with spending, making a direct appropriation of public funds for a specific purpose or requiring the legislature to appropriate funds for a specific purpose. So it's a limited, I'm voting yes on 4 because I'm voting no on 5. So 4 okay. says never again are we going to let things like what could happen if Measure 5 passes happen. I'm voting.
What I heard is at the bottom of that bill it says the petition may not be approved for circulation. What I was told is that the Secretary of State, when you go in to get a petition going, that the Secretary of State would have the power to deny you even having the right to go ahead and circulate a petition.
No, it's the actual language that it's dealing with. It's just saying you can circulate a petition. It's just saying that you can't put a question to the voters that ultimately would amend the Constitution, making a direct appropriation of public funds for a specific purpose or requiring the legislature to do the same. So, and I checked on the Shared Parenting Initiative, which is 6, and there's nothing in here about being retroactive. So okay. I think that was bad info. Appreciate the call, though, Dave. Thanks a bunch. Jack in Minot listening on 910 KCJB and then Al Jagger.
Hi. I'm just wondering who's telling the truth on this Measure 1 with end-of-life choices. One saying yes, one says no. What's the scoop?
I'll tell you what I'm...
a lot of people.
Yeah, it's important to me, too, Jack. First of all... I've been in the pews every Sunday at our particular church, hearing the warnings that the lies would be coming, and right on cue they come, and they come fueled and funded by Planned Parenthood. All right, so Planned Parenthood is the number one abortion provider in the United States, and so why else would Planned Parenthood want to make sure that Measure 1 goes down? I believe they love the fact that a Fargo judge decided to add rights in his ruling that have never been there, never been put there by the Constitution, not put there by legislators. So that's what really it's about. I personally, Measure 1 is a yes vote for me for many reasons, but one, I don't want one judge undoing what a legislature wants. And as far as the scare tactics, you mentioned specifically end of life, the right to life is in the North Dakota Constitution right now. Right now. So all of the things they say about if this happens, you won't be able to make your own decisions on end-of-life decisions. Not true, because if it were true, it could happen now. Okay? And
yeah, there's a former governor's relative that's got a real effective ad on TV. And it does scare me.
Yeah, well, they're trying to scare you. Don't take debate is my point. Go look at the Constitution of North Dakota right now, which already has the right to life in it. All this does is clarify the Constitution and say the inalienable right of life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. And if you don't believe that, then you don't want to vote for Measure 1. But all the things they're saying could happen could already happen. So it's okay. More lies, unfortunately, Jack. That's the fact. We're going to have more debates about Measure 1 before Election Day. But do your own research on that. Do not buy it. Know what's going on. Al Jagger is the Secretary of State of the great state of North Dakota. Al, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I need to report to you that there's 26,000 people that have already voted. So there are people that have made up their mind, whether it's the voting for candidates or voting on measures. But there's 26,000 ballots that have already been cast.
What does that tell you? Is that a good sign that there's a robust interest among North Dakota voters?
Well, You know, certainly what happens with this early voting is that the political parties themselves and now even the measure committees, they're urging their people, their supporters, pro or con, whatever the side is, to vote early. And so these are the ones that, you know, we have half of the counties are vote by mail. And so those ballots are out. We have about a little over 59,000 ballots that are out. 44% of those have been returned to date. So there's certainly interest because they're being encouraged to vote early. And well, we have seven counties now that will be starting early voting centers. Stutzman County has already has theirs open, and others will follow shortly.
Yeah, you know, I have a absentee ballot for the first time in my adult life. First time since I've voted an absentee. I'm holding it in my hand. I've used it the entire time as a motivator to make sure we're covering every single issue that's going to be before voters in North Dakota. I was motivated to do that actually, by the whole Measure 1 debate, and I'm glad I did because there's a lot of debate about that issue, and I would argue, fact twisting and everything else. So it's important to just have it in your hand. I think it's great. Do more people absentee when they early vote? Is it more by absentee ballot or more by the early voting process, Al?
Well, at this point, we don't have, because it hasn't started, you know, with the early voting centers, we don't have any numbers yet on those. You know, at this particular point, to compare whether it's absentee or early voting, you know, at a center, we don't have that data yet. But what we would encourage in people to do, we do have the full text of all the measures on the ballot. Now, obviously, number one and number two and number eight are one sentence, so that's not very long. But on the rest of them, the full text, like for instance, Measure 5, that has over 1,200 words that would be added to the state's constitution if that passes.
And it also has a fancy title, the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Trust, which is quite interesting when you consider what it would do and the impact that it would have. And I know there's some efforts to reform that in the future as well. Al is up for election this election. I just want to say myself, he's going to get my vote. He's done a fabulous job as Secretary of State, and I know that Easy as Pie campaign and the reforms the legislature put in place in concert with your recommendations make a lot of sense. We're going to talk about that next hour. We're going to have you back on the program before Election Day to talk about your election, but just wanted to have you on today to let you know that we appreciate these reforms, and we're going to be telling folks about them later in the program, Al, so appreciate that.
Thank you. Appreciate the support and the good words.
Al Jaeger, our Secretary of State, and coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with a couple of experts, Williams County Auditor and also the voting coordinator in North Dakota, to answer any questions you might have about voting in North Dakota, anything and everything. Give us a call. And Al Jaeger, the Secretary of State, thank you as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, when we continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're relentless. You're relentless. Beatles last break, and now this. I guess it's finally time for me to acknowledge the kind gestures from my brother Chris, from Todd Mitchell, my most able co-host, from Sven Snerdley, and the entire crew who are wishing me a happy birthday. That was very nice. I don't know what version that was, but that was quite nice of you. So thank you very much. And I don't know who it was that tipped off Gretchen Stenjen last night, First International Bank and Trust. I was there with Kathy Nesset for a presentation last night for customers of First International Bank and Trust in Watford City. But at the end of the night, Gretchen got up and said, a little birdie told me that Scott's turning 50 tomorrow. And so they sang happy birthday, and I turned red, which is, you know. Anyway, thank you very much. That's very nice of you. Yes, enjoying the birthday today. October 22nd, 1964, October 22nd, 1964, the Big 5-0. What'd you say, Todd?
Feeling nifty at 50?
I'm feeling nifty at 50, exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. Congressman Kevin Cramer is joining us a little bit earlier than normal on Wednesdays for the Talk Radio Town Hall. He has an event to attend to in Bismarck, and we're in Williams County to talk about how voting is easy as pie. And early voting and absentee voting and voting less than 2 weeks away. So it's a great time to get you all the information you need. We'll do that next hour. In the meantime, welcome back to the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer. And your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for him at 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave a message and or question, extension 2 to chat with Kevin live on the air. Give us a call. Kevin, how are you? Oh, Kevin's not in yet. Okay, all right, all right.
Yeah, we're so more is he worried about your birthday.
Were you? Yeah, okay, yeah. Keep the congressman holding when we already have a shortened version of his program. Yeah, okay, all right. And we'll get him on. But in all seriousness, if you do have a question, we do have two segments for the Talk Radio Town Hall today rather than the usual four segments, so don't waste any time. I am going to ask him a political question. Generally, when Congressman Cramer is on every week in the Talk Radio Town Hall, he's here in his capacity as a member of Congress answering questions on any and all issues. And, he gets a lot, and he answers them, and it's fantastic. Last night in the debate, his opponent suggested that there be a law passed banning lying in political ads. Now, that sounds really good to me. Don't ever lie in another ad. But something tells me if it's a Barack Obama ad, I'm going to see more lies than if it's a George W. Bush ad, right? Or, who in the world is going to decide? It's about the most naive thing I've ever heard from a politician in my life. Ban lying in ads. Okay, well, one person's record is another person's, lie. I mean, it's just, How in the world do you do that? I don't know, but maybe Congressman Cramer has this figured out. Your opponent wants a ban on lying in campaign ads. How in the world would you do that? I'd like to know. I love the idea, but I'm just not sure it's real doable, you know?
Well, it's a really lousy idea. I mean, nobody should lie in ads, but you ought to be man enough to defend your own record rather than running to the federal government to somehow referee your opponent's ad or some other aspect of free speech, because what's the irony about my opponent's idea here is, of course, this guy has been making stuff up ever since the campaign started, saying things like I didn't help pass a farm bill when every farm group in North Dakota stood up and said I helped pass a farm bill, when this Speaker of the House said that without me they might not have passed a farm bill. He's making all this stuff up, and yet somehow my claims to have passed it should be regulated by the Federal Elections Commission and I should be fine, but he should be allowed to just sort of say crazy things all the time. He said the other night in a debate, I noticed he doesn't use this one anymore, that I voted to repeal Obamacare 60 times, like 60 times. I mean, if I did, that would be about 55 more votes than the Senate has cast in the last 2 years. But anyway, it's a pretty desperate thing, Scott. I mean, free speech, political speech is more sacred in our Constitution than even religious free speech. So I don't know what he's thinking.
I was curious what you thought. That would be I'd like to see that be his first piece of it wouldn't work. Anyway,
that's right after he's going to tie Pell grants to inflation. In other words, okay, presidents, go ahead and raise tuition as high as you want. We're going to cover it with a taxpayer dollar. You know, he's out there. What it does demonstrate, though, Scott, I will tell you this, is one of the things that Democrats often do in elections is they sort of run as moderates. We've seen that, a lot in North Dakota. One thing about my opponent, to his credit, he's a flaming liberal, and he doesn't mind proposing crazy ideas to prove it.
Let's take some calls for Congressman Craver in the Talk Radio Town. As I mentioned, we have this segment in the next, so get him in now. Lance, listening on 550 K-Fire Drive on I-94 today, what is on your mind?
Hey, we had some pretty interesting discussion a couple of weeks ago about ISIS and some of the conflicts over there and that kind of thing. And I just thought I'd bring up something that I remember happening quite a while ago that might put an awful lot of this ISIS still behind us. That is the fact that Indonesia, which is the largest Islamic country in the world, there was a time that they were trying to be overthrown by some extremists. Mm-hmm. And what they did is the revolution was over with real fast because the government was dipping their bullets in pig fat. You didn't go to battle with them, because if you died with a little bit of pig fat in you, you didn't do so well.
There'd be no virgins waiting for you if you had pig.
Yeah,
pig,
that's what I'd be saying.
Yeah,
and
that's
a little bit of pig fat. But anyways, the whole thing was over with almost the day it started. So.
Scott, this is why I love the show, right? The creative ideas. I don't have all the answers, but oftentimes North Dakotans do. But interesting, Lance. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, Lance. Mike at Colfax next for Congressman Kevin Cramer, listening on 550 K-Fire, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Mike.
Morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I called in the other day, and some mysterious forces in Minneapolis pulled the plug on your program. Remember that? Switched over to something.
What
the heck?
Anyways, I wanted to encourage our listeners, I'm sure most of them are on our side already, to vote no against number 5. It's a terrible, terrible petition that was sent in, and they got it on the ballot. They tricked a whole bunch of North Dakotans into getting that one on the ballot. So I know you're against it, right, Scott?
Absolutely, and not afraid to say it. I'm amazed at the amount of people that are having to dance around it. mostly for some reason Democratic candidates for office, like, you know, Ryan Taylor, who almost like grudgingly said, yeah, I might vote no, although somebody told me his wife has up on her Facebook page that she's voting yes, so I don't know what the heck's going on there. But, and I don't know if that's true. I was secondhand. I got to go check it out myself. But I know that it was very odd to me that with every ag group saying they're against it, somebody running for ag commissioner had a hard time saying that he was against it. But, Kevin, how about you? Where are you at in Measure 5?
Oh, I'm a solid no vote. Listen, Mike, I have to put up with the EPA every day. I'm always fighting them back in their attempt to take every inch of every farmer's land, every slough, every pond, every raindrop, and you know. And then you have the Fish and Wildlife Service trying to take land out of production through litigation and the Endangered Species Act. You got the Department of Interior. You got all kinds of bureaucracies trying to do that now. Groups from out of state groups have come in to try to finance a campaign to do even more of it. It goes against everything I believe in terms of where authority really belongs, and certainly goes against our strong conviction that's embedded in our Constitution of private property rights.
I totally agree. I wanted to tell you that this is larceny on two levels. They're going to steal money from the oil tax fund, which is not the property of Sierra Club. It's not the property of Nature Conservancy. It's not the property of World Wildlife Fund or Ducks Unlimited, who used to be our friends.
Yeah.
Ducks Unlimited has evolved into a political group. It's not a hunting group anymore. It's a political group with aspirations for a big empire and a big legacy. Well, that's got to be rejected. We got to vote no on number 5 to shut these people down. It's not their money. It's the state's money.
I want to ask Kevin about a potential federal impact if Measure 5 passes. So I think Dan Wadsland first threw this idea by me, who heads up the Grain Growers Association, and he made the point that, look, they could take state tax dollars, our dollars, right, skimming off the you know, the money for roads and schools and bridges and hospitals and, you know the things we need right now, law enforcement and other things, skim off the top of that at 5%, take that money, again, taxpayer money, and buy land, and then flip that land and selling it to the federal government, to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, to end up having more and more land under government control. I mean, is that plausible? Is that a reasonable scenario, Kevin?
Well, it's certainly plausible, and Dan would certainly, you know, he's watching this closer than I am, so he'd know better than I would. But it's very plausible. But even beyond that, Scott, remember during our Farm Bill debate, Ducks Unlimited was vicious in their opposition to the Kramer Amendment, the one-for-one mitigation amendment for wetlands, and they were vicious against the Hovind Amendment, which was to make sure that this conservation compliance as a condition of participation in the crop insurance program would not be retroactive, that it would only be forward-going. They wrote very hard-hitting, I, when I say hard-hitting, I mean really vicious political pieces in opposition to those two amendments, attacking the senator and I, a senator and me on this, and so you could now make an argument that they would be taking state tax dollars away from schools, away from roads, away from, you know, our priorities that's set by our elected officials, and use it to lobby against the landowner, and, you know, things like the Farm Bill.
That's crazy. Mike, appreciate the call. Call again. We have a Facebook post up about a dust-up with President Obama, saying that Democrats that are running away from him vote for his agenda in Congress anyway. You know, basically saying, hey, it's okay if they don't want to be with me. They vote with me anyway. What did you make of that?
Well, I think it's one of the classic tricks of all time. I mean, we've seen it for many decades. Where it's really true. The funny thing about it, though, is that the president's pride is such that he can't keep his mouth shut about it. You know, it kind of blows the whole cover when, you know, so-called moderate Democrats say, listen, you know, I got to run away from you now to get elected, but you can count on my vote. You know, you're not supposed to tell everybody that that's what we're doing. It kind of violates the whole of the whole strategy a little bit when you do that. So, but this president, as we know, I mean, his pride is bigger than his brain, and his ego is certainly bigger than his strategic thinking. So, it's hard to understand what he's doing.
More with Congressman Kevin Cramer. After this timeout, last segment with him, so get those questions in now at 800-228-0550. Live from the Williams County Courthouse today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You need a truck? Stop and see Brent and the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Short drive from Wilson, Sydney, Montana, not far. Anywhere you are in the Buck, and you'll find the folks at S&S Motors. Or give them a call to tell them what you want. 701-444-2341. Did I save a bunch of my used Ford F-150? It's fantastic. And Brent and the team will get you anything you want. Need a truck? S&S Motors is your source. In fact, if you need a new one, they'll find it for you. Bring it right to Watford. 701-444-2341. Or stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Evert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Thank you for returning to the normal bumper music, by the way. I couldn't take any more of those birthday greetings. 11 for the top of the hour. This is What's on Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall, final segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Next hour, we're going to talk about how voting in North Dakota is easy as pie. And if you can't wait to find out more, check out vote.nd.gov. Facebook/VoteND. If you're on Twitter, it's @VoteND. And find out all you need to know about voting and get that information out to your friends. And we're going to talk about absentee balloting, early voting, all of those things, and just how easy it is coming up here a little later on. We're live at the Williams County Courthouse today. What's that, Kevin?
I wish I was with you at the Williams County Courthouse. That sounds sort of fun. But I got to tell you, Scott.
It is. I guess the Carmel...
I can give you some advice on the whole 50 thing, because it happened to me 3 years ago. It's really like being two 25-year-olds. It's awesome. It's a whole new level
of respect. Is that right? Well, it's very...
Oh, yeah. No, romance is better. Whole new level of respect. You're wow. probably going to become... Yeah. Yeah, no, you're it's really very, very cool. So congratulations on that half-century thing.
Well, thank you. I never heard of that before. It's just like being two 25-year-olds. Well, some days I feel like I need two of me. Three of me.
Well,
that probably makes sense.
With one of you.
And I'm going to mention to Maria that whole romance thing. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very good.
I can have Chris.
All right, let's see your... Would you? Yeah, compare some notes there. I'd like that. Yeah, we'll get Chris and Maria connected up.
Yes.
Having birthday tonight, the birthday dinner tonight at 7 o'clock, and there's already a debate about where we're going to eat. Haley, who is our youngest,
yes.
She's sixth grader. She said, Dad, I want to go to Olive Garden. Nobody else wants to go to Olive Garden. Don't you want to go to Olive Garden? So I said, I guess I do. Yeah,
there
yeah.
You go.
You pick my birthday spot. So, yeah.
Of course.
We're already lobbying where to go eat. And it's a free plug for Olive Garden. I'll never do that again. Stuart on Highway 31, listening on 550 K-Fire. Go ahead for Congress. Kramer.
Hi, Stuart.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Mr. Kramer. How are you?
I'm well, Stuart. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to pour the bug in your ear that I appreciate that letter that you signed for our daughter for Ukraine to get a B-2 visa.
Sure.
Over in Ukraine. She's going in on the 27th, but I just don't understand how we got to this point, why we're letting illegals come in the southern border, but I still have to go and get paperwork from my Congress people to get a B-2 visa for our daughter to come visit us in the United States.
No, it's upside down. It's crazy. Like I always say, Stuart, we have a big-time illegal immigration problem, but we also have a big-time illegal immigration problem. We make it hard for the good people and easy for others to get in, and it's just crazy. It's upside down, and we need to work at it for sure, and especially when you're talking about visitation visas or, for that matter, work visas where, we could identify the right people that provide the right skill sets and right education to actually move our economy forward. So I think what you're going to see in the next Congress is we're going to take up immigration issues one at a time, starting with the southern border. Get that one settled first. Then we'll start working on some of the other issues related to legal immigration. But your messages are important.
Thanks for the call, Jim and Max. Let's go to Jim and Max, listening on 550 K-Fire. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Pretty good. Good morning, Kevin. This is Jim Lee. How are you?
Hi, Jim. I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Today, I would just like to tell you that ad you made in the cemetery was just great. I'm a veteran, and I was not offended by that, and I don't know what the problem of the sinner is that he thought that was a problem. But us veterans appreciate what you've done for us, and that was a good ad.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim. And it's funny, I had a town hall last evening here in Bismarck with an Association of Mature American Citizens, and there were a number of veterans in the room. And to a T, every one of them said exactly what you've said. It's just really, really rewarding. They said it in different ways, of course, but I've had many, many, many people say what you've said, and I appreciate that encouragement, and look forward to some good news here in the near term.
Well, it's
Jim, God bless you.
Nothing to be ashamed of having done that ad.
Thank you, and thanks for your service, Jim.
You're welcome.
I'm going to say the same thing. Thank you for your service, Jim. Appreciate it, and love the great city of Max. Bob in Grafton listening on AM 1100, The Flag. Last call we're going to have a chance for here today with Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Bob.
Congressman, how are you doing?
Hey,
quick
Bob.
Quick footnote. There was an actual general who did that, dip the pig's blood or the bullets into the pig's fat. That I can't remember his name, but that actually happened. So caller was spot on. But my question is, right now the president has, I heard on Fox News, like 4,000 work permits ready to go for these people that just came in here. My question is very simple. Do you support the president's executive amnesty in any form or fashion, and will you vote to defund it?
Absolutely. And frankly, depending on how the election goes, if we get enough senators so that we can have appropriations authority with a simple majority, we'll be able to defund a number of these things. And I think it's more like 34,000, and I think there's another 90,000 of these guys' eyes on, and there's all kinds of things. We will see just how serious this president is about working across party lines if we get a majority. And the first thing he does is issues an executive amnesty for undocumented workers. It'll be a clear indication. What's going to happen in the next 2 years?
Correct. It is 34,000. You're exactly right. But I heard that he's got 4,000 of them ready to go right now.
Sure.
They're up for bids right now. So thank you, Congressman. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Bob. And unfortunately, we are out of time. We'll have a full hour next week, which will be in the regular time slot. But I know you had a busy day today, and it's been a busy couple of days. So.
Yeah, and you have a busy day, too. So I'm glad to see you tackling these issues and some of these other issues, other races and stuff is very, very important as we come down to the final stretch.
We're going to talk voting, answer any and all of your questions about voting in North Dakota. It's easy as pie, so ask away on those questions with a couple of experts next. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. That's a wrap. Thanks, Kevin.
Happy birthday, Scotty.
Thank you very much. 5 before the hour. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cup. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Yankton Canvas, servicing the Fargo and Jamestown areas. Call them in Jamestown at 701-252-6927.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.